出自《使徒行传》十七章十六至三十四节。剛才我们去读经的时候，其中有经文都是来自一章。以下先请我读，先请听我读出。保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急，于是在会堂里与犹太人和虔敬的人，并每日在市上所遇见的人辩论，还有以比古罗和斯多亚两门的学士与他争论。有的说，这胡言乱语要说什么啊？有的说，他似乎传说外邦鬼神的。这话是因保罗传讲耶稣与复活的道。他们就把他带到阿略巴古，说，你所讲的这身道，我们也可以知道么？因为你有些奇怪的事传到我们耳中，我们愿意知道这些事是什么意思。雅典人和住在那里的客人都不顾别的事，只将新闻说说听听。保罗站在阿略巴古当中说，众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神，我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着未识之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的。我现在告诉你们，创造宇宙和其中万有万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们各人不远，我们生活动作存留都在乎他，就如你们作诗的，有人说，我们也是他所生的。我们既是神所生的，就不当以神的神性像人用手艺心思所刻的金银石，世人如会无知的时候，神并不监察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要藉着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人作可信的凭据。众人听见从死里复活的话，就有讥诮他的。又有人说，我们再听你讲这个吧。于是保罗从他们当中出去了，但有几个人贴近他，信了主，其中有阿略巴古的官刁尼修，并一个妇人名叫大马利，还有别人一同顺从。经文读毕，愿神的话祝福大家。以下请皮尔牧师，另外我们有Steven 曾国伟弟兄为我们翻译粤语。
弟兄姊妹平安，好高兴第二次来你们当中敬拜主。我们求主祝福他的话语，祝福我们每一个人，祝福 Steven 帮我们翻译。 Thank you Steven。 我们祈祷好吗？ Dear Lord, we pray that you'll bless your word to our hearts today.
主啊，求你真的用你的话语来祝福我们。
May the Holy Spirit speak to us.
让你的圣灵对我们讲说话。
And the glory be to you, Lord.
愿荣耀归给你。
Amen. Amen. Now, some years ago, I visited Lhasa in Tibet.
好多年前我去过西藏拉萨。
How many of you been to Lhasa?
有几多个人去过西藏？
Yeah, and I went to the Potala Palace, which is overlooking the city.
我当时就去到呢、这个布达拉宫。
And in that Potala Palace, there's thousands of Buddhas.
咁喺呢个布达拉宫嘅时候咧，有成千嘅人咧，系都系全部系佛教徒。
All sizes and all shapes.
佢哋系咩身形大小都有嘅。
And there was the burning incense.
咁就到处都系烧香啦。
And also the smell of the rancid yak butter.
咁就系嗰啲咧，系好似系有啲溢咗嘅牛油味咁样样。
Atmosphere was very dark.
我觉得嗰个嘅环境系好似好深暗。
And I felt very sad.
当其时我觉得好可悲。
And even worse was the Jokhang Temple in Lhasa City.
咁咧就更加嘅就系可悲嘅就系呢个大超寺。
Seeing the crowds of people worshipping idols.
见到好多嘅人都系叩头喺度跪拜啲偶像。
People prostrating themselves on the ground.
就净系趴晒喺度叩头。
I felt sad.
我当其实真系觉得系好好可悲。
I actually felt angry.
甚至我觉得系好嬲。
Because I thought Satan is blinding the minds of these lovely Tibetan people. They're seeking for God, but Satan is blinding their minds.
我之所以好嬲怒，就系因为觉得好似系撒旦嚟到去遮盖咗佢哋眼睛，见到一班好热切嚟到追求神嘅人，反而系俾佢蒙蔽咗嚟到系向一啲偶像跪拜。
And Paul, when he went to Athens, another famous city with a famous temple.
当保罗去到雅典，系另一个好出名嘅一个嘅神庙。
I think he felt some of the same feelings that I felt.
我谂佢当其时同我嘅喺西藏嘅感觉都系一样。
And it was during the second missionary of a journey that he came to Athens.
咁呢个系保罗第二次嘅宣教旅程。
And he was waiting for Timothy and Silas, his colleagues, to come from Berea, another city further north, to join him in Athens.
咁当其时咧，保罗系喺雅典咧，系等西拉同提摩太咧，从波利亚嚟到去等佢一齐。
And he took the opportunity to familiarize himself with the city of Athens. He'd never been there before, I guess.
咁所以当其时保罗咧就系趁呢个机会咧嚟到去了解下雅典人嘅一啲嘅文化。
What did he see?
佢见到个乜咧？
He saw the magnificent Parthenon.
佢当其时见到呢个咧，就系哈巴龙呢个神庙。
It was a pagan temple.
呢个系一个系异端嘅异教嘅一个嘅神庙。
And he saw altars to different gods.
咁亦都系见到有好多拜唔同偶像嘅一啲嘅庙坛。
Like this god, the god of healing.
嗱，譬如呢个系医治嘅啦，呢个就系希腊嘅医疗嘅神。
Now, how do you think he felt?
你估保罗当其时嘅感觉系点样？
Was he very excited about visiting Athens, a famous city with such a history?
你觉得佢好似一个好雀跃嘅游客嚟到一个雅典，嚟到呢个地方，哇！见到一个咁大嘅、咁多嘅神庙咧
？No, he actually felt very distressed.
并唔系，我相信保罗当其时咧系觉得系好震惊。
He saw the city full of idols.
佢见到呢个城市入边系充满一啲偶像。
And so we come to the first point for today.
咁所以我哋嚟到今日嘅第一点。
Grasping every opportunity.
就要把握每个时机。
And in verse 16 to 18, we see how Paul took the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus in the city of Athens.
所以我哋睇见就系保罗点样嚟把握呢个机会喺十六至十八节入边咧，系同雅典嘅人嚟到传福音。
He was very distressed, upset because he was a Jew and he was a Christian.
因为保罗本身是一个犹太人，亦都一个基督徒，所以他觉得系对喺呢个嘅环境入边嘅时候咧，佢觉得系好好惊恐。
He knew there was only one true God。
因为佢好深信知道只有一位真神。
And he knew the people of Athens were very boasting about how clever they were。
佢都知道喺雅典人嚟讲，佢哋觉得系对自己嘅教育水平咧，同埋知识水平系好优越嘅。
About their wisdom。
对他们自己的智慧很充满自信。
And here they were, not worshipping the true and living God, but worshipping idols, man-made idols.
但很讽刺的，他们并不是 去朝拜一个真神，而反而是去跪拜一些的偶像。
But Paul didn't just stand there and criticize.
但保罗并没有站在这里来谴责。
I remember one time in Taiwan.
咁牧师记得佢有一次喺台湾嘅时候。
There was a temple, a small a shop front temple.
喺一间铺头嘅面前咧，有个好细嘅庙。
It was like a Taoist. There was a Taoist priest there.
好似一个系道士啊，道教嘅道士。
And he was 给人算命啊，
喺度帮人喺度算命。
And there was a festival.
咁亦都一个特别嘅节日。
Many people burning incense and banging gongs.
咁好多人咧就喺度打锣啦，嚟到烧香。
I was just a young missionary.
当其时我系一个年轻嘅宣教士。
And in my heart, I was kappa, George. I was feeling what should I do?
咁牧师觉得好焦急咧，佢话咁可以做啲乜嘢咧
？I found a stool.
咁我揾到张凳仔。
And I stood on the stool.
咁我就企喺张凳仔上边。
And I'd only been learning Chinese for about 2 years.
咁当其时牧师只系学咗两年嘅国语啫。
我中文好惨啊，好惨。But I did my best.
咁当其时咧，佢牧师尽佢所能啦。
And I said to the people.I don't know what I said, but I tried to tell them about the Lord.
咁当时牧师都唔记得自己同佢讲乜嘢嘢，不过净系话信我呢位神啦。
这老外，这个疯，这个外国人啊，他不懂啊。
咁咧就当其时嗰啲人咧，听得明咧，都觉得呢、这个鬼佬啦，咁都傻傻地乱噏一齐。
And then I asked the Taoist priest there. I said, "What God are you worshiping here?"
咁当其实就问呢个道士啦，咁究竟你拜边个神啊
？I said 什么神都可以啊。
佢话我拜边个神都得噶啦，冇乜问题噶。
你的耶稣也可以拜见边啊？
佢话我拜埋你个耶稣都得噶。
哎呀 ，so I was feeling so how can I communicate with the people？
咁牧师就真系拗晒头，咁究竟我点样可以同佢沟通咧
？Now maybe Paul felt something like this. How can I share with these people? They've got all their gods and idols. Why? What's that? 怎么说呢？
咁同埋同样，可能同一样，保罗喺雅典嘅时候都话谂紧，究竟我点样同呢班咁有知识嘅人嚟到系去讲咧
？So he was very distressed because he believed the one true God。
咁所以保罗当其时咧，真系觉得好焦虑、好焦急，因为佢话佢只系相信边位系一个真神。
But first of all, he reasoned in the synagogue. He went to the Jewish people and he talked with them about the gospel。
咁但系保罗首先第一样做咧，就去到犹太嘅呢个会堂入边咧，先同犹太人嚟到去分享。
And he also went to the marketplace and he shared with those he happened to meet.
咁同佢哋保罗都喺度市集咧，同佢所遇到嘅人咧，喺度分享呢个信息。
You notice the word in Chinese is 辩论哦，辩论啊。
咁所以呢个睇见咧，中文圣经呢度讲咧，特别主要系讲到辩论。
That's a different word to to 争吵 ，isn't it？
咁辩论同嗌交咧系两回事啊。
So he was.He was debating with them. He was reasoning with them, but he wasn't angry or criticizing them.
咁保罗系好雀跃、好兴奋嘅嚟同佢哋嚟辩论，但系佢并冇嚟到好大声嘅嚟到去拗或者去闹佢哋。
And he was ready to talk with anyone that he met.
佢当其时系好愿意，佢遇见边一个人都愿意同佢哋分享呢一个嘅福音。
My wife Elizabeth, a number of times she's been walking in the.Reserve near us, a little park near where we live.
咁师母咧喺我哋住嘅屋企附近咧，有个公园仔咧，就一齐嚟到行嘅。
And when she walked, she heard a lady talking some Japanese.
咁佢就系偶尔听见咧，旁边有个女士咧，就系讲紧系日文。
And the Lord moved her to turn around and come back and say hello to the lady.
咁而神感动师母咧，就系叫佢调转头咧，就同呢个日籍嘅妇人嚟到打招呼。
She was with the lady was with a little child.
咁当其时咧，呢个太太咧系同一个细路仔一齐嘅细路。
And that connection, o genki desu ka, ohayo gozaimasu. What I don't know what she said.
咁讲完一大轮日文之后咧，牧师都唔知佢讲咩嘅。
But for sure she was doing this.
咁做翻日本人最传统噶啦，就系、是、好有礼貌嘅嚟到去鞠躬。
But they became friends.
咁当其时佢哋都系交咗个朋友。
And from that contact,
就由呢一刻嘅一个接触
，the friendship began.
咁呢个友谊就系对不会嘅加增。
And that lady has come to Christ and been baptized.
咁而呢个女士咧，亦都系嚟到信咗主耶稣基督，亦都系受浸。
So we don't know wherever we may be, where we happen to be, the Lord is actually leading and guiding us.
所以我哋并唔需要担心，因为无论我哋去到边一个地方，遇见边一个人，神总会为我哋预备。
And Paul met up with some people there in the marketplace.
咁所以喺市集嘅呢个地方咧，咁保罗就遇见一班人。
And some of them were philosophers.
有多系哲学家。
There were these Epicureans and Stoics. Do you think he can? Can you translate that?
It's there. 咁咧就有啲系伊壁鸠鲁同埋咧就系斯多亚两派，其实即系享乐主义同埋系另外一派系比较传统派嘅。
Yeah. So actually, if you look at those two groups of philosophers, they had different worldviews.
咁睇见呢两派嘅哲学嘅思想咧，佢哋系有两个比较极端少少嘅睇法嘅。
The Epicureans, they thought you must enjoy life. Don't worry about anything. Just don't even think about tomorrow. Just enjoy life.
咁一班就系享乐主义派咧，咁佢觉得就系不要为明天忧虑，今日有嘢嘅就今朝有酒今朝醉，今日享受就最好。
Make more money，
赚多啲钱。
Do you think there are people like that today？
同今日有冇啲人系相似啊
？Or the other kind of people were very intellectual。
咁但系另外喺斯多亚另外一班嘅哲学家咧，佢哋就系一班好有理性嘅，好有思维嘅。
Everything must be based on reason and you mustn't rely on other people. You must not let the things get on top of you. You must be strong and clever and face life.
全部都系要有呢个嘅哲理啦，有理学根据啦，同埋都系要去用苦克己身，而唔需要去靠其他人嘅。
So actually, interestingly, in English we have the word to be stoical.It comes from Stoics, the same word.
咁喺呢一派嘅哲学咧，亦都系引申咗一个英文嘅字咧，就系 Stoic。咁亦都系即系觉得系一个系好有理性、好有理论嘅。
And very strong. Anything come to trouble you, you don't try not to let it worry you.
亦都系好坚强嘅，完全唔会受其他外界嘅事情影响嘅。
Are there people like that today?
觉得今日有冇一啲咁嘅人
？I remember meeting some people in Singapore. They asked them, "What do they believe in?"
咁我記得咧，一次去新加坡遊浮嘅時候咧，見過有一班人話：，咦，你哋信乜嘢嘅
？I believe in myself。
佢哋覺得好清楚話，我信自己。
Oh, very good。
咁話 OK。
They're very strong. They think they can cope with life themselves. No problem。
佢哋係好堅決嘅，佢哋覺得係完全唔需要靠乜嘢人，只係靠自己。
And these philosophers were listening to Paul sharing the gospel。
咁呢两派嘅哲学家就当时听见保罗喺度分享呢个信息。
And some of them said, "What is this bloke saying? He's a babbler."
咁有啲人喺度就话：，咁保罗究竟乱咁噏啲乜嘢嘢啦
？He's talking about funny gods, foreign gods.
佢好似讲紧啲系外邦嘅神，我都未听过嘅。
In my experience, many times Chinese people say, "Oh, Christianity is not for us. It's a Western religion."
咁可能同樣地咧，我哋對我哋中國人咧，會覺得就係呢個基督教咧係一個外國嘅教。
I've met people in Hong Kong. They say, "Oh, 我哋中國人唔信你哋嘅嗰個，我哋係信佛。
咁佢甚至喺牧師香港咧，都見好多人咧都話我哋係淨係信佛教嘅。
車公廟啊，
車公廟，
黃大仙啊，
黃大仙 Temple。
So.You know, some people they say, "Oh, no, Christianity is the Western religion."
So, 好多人会觉得基督教系西方嘅教。
But is Christianity a Western religion?
咁其实基督教系咪真系西方嘅教
？Was it imported from America like McDonald's?
系咪好似麦当劳食我哋食嘅麦当劳系由美国进口嘅咧
？No，
一啲都唔系。
Christianity has deeply influenced Western society.
冇错，基督教系好深远嘅嚟影响西方嘅社会。
New Zealand has been deeply influenced by a Christian faith in the past。
譬如我哋喺纽西兰嘅过去咧，喺基督教咧系影响纽西兰系好深远嘅。
We owe a lot to Christianity in the West。
西方系好受呢个基督教嘅影响。
The rule of law。
譬如我哋法律啦。
And human rights, you could say too.
或者甚至乎人权啦。
Respect for people, their opinions.
或者系去尊重别人嘅意见啦。
Women, the important women and men are equal.
譬如男女平等啦。
These are very basic things that we learn from Christianity.
呢啲全部都系从基督教我哋学到嘅一啲好基本嘅知识。
But Christianity is not a Western religion.
咁但系基督教并唔系一个西方嘅教。
Jesus was not a Westerner.
耶稣本身都唔系一个西人西方人。
He was a Jew born in the Roman province of Judea。
咁耶稣系喺罗马嘅地方呢、这个犹大嚟到出生嘅。
And he commanded his disciples to go to all the nations to preach the gospel。
主耶稣系吩咐佢门徒系去到整个世界每一个角落嚟到宣讲呢个福音。
The gospel is for all peoples。
福音系俾全世界不同国籍嘅人。
All cultures。
不同文化。
All nations。
所有嘅国家。
And not only the apostles, but many, many unknown believers went north, south, west, and east with the gospel.
咁不单止系主耶稣嘅门徒，其他啲好多嘅信徒去到东南西北唔同嘅国家、唔同嘅疆界嚟将呢个福音传开。
Even to China.
甚至乎去到中国。
Many people think Christianity first went to China in the early Tang Dynasty.
好多人以为咧，基督教系先到入到去中国咧，系喺唐代嘅时候。
How many of you have seen this Nestorian tablet in Xi'an?
有几多人睇过呢一块嘅石碑喺西安阿罗本嘅石碑咧？
有吗？见到咁靓嘅女啊？
见唔见得个好靓嘅
？It's my wife.
呢个就系我太太啦。
And this is in Xi'an in the Palace of Steels, 那个碑林。It's a very famous stone tablet telling how Christianity came to China in the Tang Dynasty.
在这里西安有个石碑呢是很清楚的著名的就是当时基督教怎样流入中国在唐代的时候。
But many people believe that there's evidence that Christianity came to China even earlier.
但有些人也是觉得历史上面呢是仲比唐代仲早咧，基督教已经系先入到去中国。
In the Eastern Han Dynasty, 东汉
喺东汉时代
，amazing，
当其时已经有啦。
Missionaries went on the Silk Route right through to China。
当其时系有宣教士系透过丝绸之路咧嚟到将基督教传入中国。
Actually, some people they say Christianity.Is stronger. It's much stronger for many centuries in Central Asia and in the East and in Africa than it ever was in Europe.
佢哋有好多人咧，就话喺当其时嘅早期嘅历史朝代咧，有超过七成嘅基督徒咧，都系喺非洲、亚洲或者拉丁美洲呢啲嘅国家嚟，都系最。
Now, so today, there's again, it's very strong in Asia.
同样地，今时今日咧，喺亚洲咧系有好多嘅基督徒。
70% of the world's Christians, more than 70%.In Asia, Africa, and Latin America.
在全世界来讲呢差不多是基督徒的聚居点超过70%的基督徒呢都是在非洲、亚洲、拉丁美洲。
So, if you tell your friends, who say, oh, Christianity is white man's religion, Western religion, tell them, no, not. It's for us Chinese.
咁所以如果係再有朋友你已经係佢同你讲话基督教係鬼佬嘅教係佢哋传嘅呢你就要同佢纠正啦係我哋中国人识嘅。
You could actually argue that Buddhism is not Chinese.
严格嚟讲你可以话佛教其实都唔係中国嘅教。
It came from India.
因为係从印度引入嘅。
And communism is not Chinese. Atheistic communism.
甚至乎无神论嘅共产党都唔係属于中国㗎喎。
Came from Europe.
是从欧洲的。
So when Paul was preaching there in Athens,
所以当保罗在雅典来到去讲道的时候呢
,he was preaching the good news of Jesus.
他当时就将这个主耶稣基督这个大喜的信息来到宣讲。
And the resurrection.
讲跟着主耶稣基督的复活。
And people were saying, what religion is this? This is some foreign religion?
那么很多这些哲学家就问听都没听过的是不是外教复活从死复活
?They couldn't understand.
他们完全不明白。
We too, even if people don't understand, we must focus on Jesus and the resurrection.
同样地，对我同你嚟讲都一样。纵使人哋系唔明白，我哋仍然嘅焦点要放喺主耶稣基督身上。
Good news of Jesus, that's the focus of what we want to share with people.
我哋嘅焦点就要将主耶稣基督呢个嘅大喜嘅信息同别人嚟分享。
We can tell people what Jesus has done for us.
我哋同别人分享主耶稣基督点样影响我哋自己。
How he's changed us.
点样去改变我哋自己
？I remember a dear lady in Hong Kong who was in her 80s. She became a Christian.
我牧师仲记得咧喺香港嘅时候咧，遇见一个系八十几岁嘅老婆婆咧，系当其时先系信耶稣。
When we first met her, she had a big family altar in her living room there.
我哋第一次系去探佢嘅时候咧，
九龙
在他的屋企有个好大的神台。
And she was very sincere in believing in Buddhism.
他当时是很笃信这个佛教的。
But, 说来话长啊 ,it's a long story, but she became a Christian.
长话短说呢他成为一个基督徒。
And she said, all the gods I've worshipped all these years, no good.
他才后悔他原来拜了这么多年的这些神庙呢
I am now a Christian.
全部都是废的。
She invited all her family,Friends, oh, 好热闹啊，好热闹 ！And she shared her testimony.
咁佢甚至乎呢个婆婆咧，就系叫晒佢所有嘅朋友啦、亲戚咧，嚟同佢哋分享佢成为基督徒。
You too can share your testimony, what Jesus has done for you.
同样地，你同我都可以嚟到分享主耶稣基督喺度生命点样嚟到影响我哋。
So the first point is grasp every opportunity to tell others.
所以第一点就系要把握每一个时机同别人传福音。
Secondly, we want to think about being wise.In building bridges.
咁而第二点就系话，我哋都要需要好有智慧地咧，嚟到系点得点样有呢个吊搭呢个桥梁。
Not only do we want to share the good news with other people, but we want to do it wisely.
我哋不单只要同别人嚟到传呢个福音，但我哋又好有智慧地同佢哋传福音。
And we can learn a lot from Paul, can't we?
我哋可以喺保罗嘅身上咧，嚟学到好多嘅功课。
And so when these philosophers and others they heard Paul speaking.They invited him to a place called the Areopagus.
咁咧就系当呢啲嘅哲学家听见保罗嘅呢个派嘅讲道之后咧，佢哋邀请保罗咧就去到呢个阿鲁比加。
We'd like to hear some more.
嚟到去到呢个阿洛巴谷嗰度咧，嚟到系去佢俾佢有机会讲更多。
You're bringing some strange ideas to us. We would like to know more.
咁呢哲学家就话同保罗讲话，你有好多新嘅思想，我哋想听多啲，你过嚟同我哋分享多啲。
And so Paul was invited to this place, which was like a forum where they would have a council meeting, discussions, debates, and lectures, and they could discuss the latest ideas.
咁呢个阿勒巴古呢个嘅论坛嘅地方咧，差唔多系所有嘅哲学家啦，所有其他嘅好有知识智慧嘅人咧喺度去辩论啦，嚟哋去讨论好多唔同嘅事。
And this is where it is today in Athens. That's where the Areopagus was, where they used to meet. There was a building, of course. They used to have like a council meeting there and discuss.
咁呢度咧就系喺今时今日仲见到嘅就系阿勒巴古嘅一个遗迹啦，你睇见就当其实一啲系会系甚至系法会咧嚟到去讨论好多大小事情。
And you notice how Paul began？
特别要留意保罗点样开始讲。
He wanted to build a bridge across to them。
保罗先上嚟都系同佢哋搭一个桥梁嚟接触佢哋。
And he said, "People of Athens, I see that you are very religious people."
保罗首先就系去先去褒奖佢哋就话。啊、你哋雅典人真系好中意拜神、哦。
And he wanted to point them to the living God away from their idols。
咁当然保罗就系最深就系想将佢哋引导去一个佢哋嘅活神啦。
I think he did a better job than I did there in Taiwan。
咁我深信咧就系保罗咧比我当其时喺台湾咧系做得更加好。
Because I got up on the stool and saying, and the people looking.
咁咧，牧师就话：咁佢企喺张凳仔上面喺度讲，指住佢哋话啦。咁但系佢哋完全听唔到佢讲乜。
But Paul was very smart.
但系保罗好聪明。
He said, "You're very religious people."
佢话：哇，你哋好敬虔。
And then he went on to tell them, you know, I walked around your city.
跟住保罗同佢分享，佢话：我喺你嘅城市周围嚟到行嘅时候。
And you know, I found an altar to an unknown God.
我竟然找到一个祭坛呢你上面写住就是不明的神未识的神。
It's that God I'm going to tell you about.
今日我就同你分享呢一个你哋仲未认识的神。
Do you see what Paul is doing?
你睇咩到保罗做緊咩呀
?He's picking on something in their culture, their religion, and he's building a bridge across to their culture.
保罗就係喺佢哋嘅身上佢哋嘅文化嚟到洞悉然之后嚟到趁呢个机会同佢哋都系去分享。
He's not criticizing，
佢并唔喺度指住佢哋嚟到闹。
But he's trying to build a bridge。
佢只系想同佢哋彼此一个建立一个关系。
Then across that bridge he can present the gospel。
希望透过呢个桥梁就可以将呢个福音嚟传俾佢哋。
My late wife, the one who went to be with the Lord, and I were in Taiwan. We were in Taipei at one time。
牧师已过身嘅前妻咧，当其时喺台湾咧。
We lived on the fifth floor。 of the apartment block.
喺呢个台北咧，佢住呢个嘅楼宇咧，住喺第五楼。
Up to the fifth floor, quite a long, no lift.
嗰阵时未有电梯嘅，咁所以一路行呢层楼冇电梯，佢要行得上去。
And one day it was about in August.
仲牧师记得好清楚系八月。
We hadn't been there very long.
我哋都系到咗台北，唔系冇几耐。
We thought, the place is going on fire. There's a fire.
我闻到好似以为系火烛咁嘅味。
And we opened the door.
咁打开道门咧。
And there was our neighbor.
咁就我哋嘅邻舍咧。
Burning incense and paper money.
喺度烧冥香啊，同埋系烧香。
The whole stairwell was full of smoke.
成个楼梯咧都系一大阵味。
Because it was a ghost festival.
因为好似系唔知拜鬼节、遇难节。
I said to the lady, I said, what god are you worshipping?
咁当时牧师就问佢：喂，你拜紧边一个神啊
？And she said, oh, she says, 我也不知道，反正大家都是这么做的。
我都唔知道啊，咁净系知道个个拜，我咪拜咯。
Well, we were new, we didn't know them very well, but we made friends with them.
咁当其时当然啦，我哋新搬入嚟，咁跟住就同佢哋就打个招呼。做个朋友啦。
And we were able to share how Jesus can take away the fear, a fear of ghosts, fear of death.
咁牧师又话同佢分享有机会就话，因为主耶稣可以帮你哋有呢个嘅保护你，你都唔需要惊呢啲嘅鬼。
But imagine if I'd opened the door and said, and started criticizing her and saying how stupid you are, and boom, close the door.Then she would never talk to us again.
咁试想想，如果我哋系平常可能会做咧，就打开道门啦，跟住指手画脚话完闹完之后，再闩翻门嘅时候咧，相信你永远都唔会同佢有建立间关系嘅机会。
I say, which God are you worshipping here? I don't know.
咁啊，最好啦，就问咁究竟你拜边个，连佢自己都唔知。
So then we have the chance to make friends, to talk, to share.
所以俾我哋睇见就系有机会同朋友嚟去结交作朋友，先至嚟去将呢个福音。
Interesting now how Paul began.
保罗点样开始呢？系一个好有兴、好有趣嘅一个地方。
He built the bridge of friendship and respect.
佢同佢哋嚟到彼此建立一个桥梁咧，嚟到彼此尊重。
But then he went on to tell them about the God who made the world and everything in it.
跟住保罗同佢分享就系呢个创造宇宙万物嘅神。
The Lord of heaven and earth, he says, does not live in temples, actually.
咁跟住保罗甚至乎同佢哋讲，佢话呢个创造万物嘅神唔会住喺个神庙入边嘅。
He doesn't need us for anything.
因为呢个神根本唔需要从我哋身上得到什么。
But in fact, he gives us everything we need for life and breath. Everything else comes from him.
相反地，呢个神系给予俾我哋所有日常所需嘅。
So it's actually a very good way to begin.Where did this world come from? Where do we come from? As he told them about the Creator God.
所以呢个话盒子一打开嘅时候，先同佢哋分享呢个宇宙万物创造系从边个嚟，从边个开始咧
？I remember a number of years ago that we were in northwest Sichuan on the border with Tibet.
牧师仲记得就系当其时喺西藏嘅西北部咧，四川嗰边。
四川。And actually, we met this Tibetan Buddhist, the Tibetan Buddhist monk, the Lama, the chief Lama in the temple.
咁牧师有时有机会见到呢个庙嘅Lama.
That's him there in the middle.
咁系中间嗰个。
And we had a discussion.
当其时我哋有个讨论。
And he wanted to know, we are Christians. Where do we know where the world came from?
咁呢个喇嘛就话：既然你哋系基督徒嘅时候，你哋知唔知道呢个世界系边度开始噶
？That's a very interesting question, right？
一个好有趣嘅问题。
In Buddhism, he didn't know. He said, "What do you believe? Where do we come from? Where does the world come from?"
佢作为一个咁有资历嘅佛教徒，佢都唔知道世界喺边度嚟。
And so we were able to share about our Creator God.
咁牧师喺呢个机会嚟同佢分享神创造宇宙万物。
So Paul.Spoke about the Creator, but then he went on to tell them about the Savior, about Jesus.
保罗首先就系同雅典人呢班哲学家嚟到分享创造宇宙万物嘅主，然之后借机会嚟到系去介绍主耶稣。
And the fact that Jesus is alive, he rose from the dead.
更加的就是介绍就是主耶稣基督是我们的救主，他从死里复活。
So he focused on Jesus.
所以他的焦点是放在主耶稣。
He started with creation, but he moved on to the Savior.
纵使保罗是先用创造来到开始，但是他的焦点仍然放在主耶稣基督身上。
And in mission, we want to share Jesus with others, not ourselves. We're not pointing to ourselves. We want to point to Jesus.
而作为宣教士的时候，我哋或者宣讲福音的时候咧，焦点唔系放喺我哋嘅身上，而放喺主耶稣基督。
We want people to know how much He loves them, how much He cares for them.
我哋希望别人知道主耶稣基督有几咁爱佢哋。
Of course, we share our story, what God has done for us.
当然我们会分享我们自己个人的一些故事，或者甚至乎是主耶稣或者神在我们身上所作的。
But the point is not to say how wonderful we are, but how wonderful Jesus is.
但重点并不是褒奖我们自己有多好有多伟大，而反而是焦点在主耶稣基督身上。
How Jesus has changed us.
是主耶稣如何的改变我们。
And Paul didn't compromise, he didn't change the message, to please his audience.
保罗并没有作出任何的妥协，并没有改变他的立场或者他的讲章，而去来到讨好别人。
But he found points where he could communicate with them.
但是保罗是找紧一些机会，找紧一些嘅机会同埋焦点嚟到去同佢哋嚟到分享呢个信息。
And for us as we witness, we mustn't compromise either, but we can find ways to communicate effectively.
同样地，当我们作见证的时候，我们并不可以来对作妥协，但是反而应该要聪明地把握地运用一些技巧来将这个福音传开。
And Paul went on to say, he quoted from their poets.
保罗甚至乎是引用他们的一些诗人，雅典人的一些诗人。
And when these educated people in Athens heard what Paul said, they said, they nodded their heads. Oh, yeah, 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 that's true.
咁你可以试想想，当其实呢一啲嘅哲学家，佢竟然系听嘅系佢哋自己嘅诗人嘅一啲嘅说法嘅时候，佢哋当然一定会同意啦。
Paul had done his homework.
因为保罗系准备充足。
And I encourage you to learn all you can how to communicate the gospel effectively.
同样地都是爱呢度鼓励大家如何嘅嚟到做好功课准备功课学会点样有效地将呢个信仰传开。
We must be wise in the way we share the good news.
我哋每次分享呢个福音嘅时候亦需要有智慧。
You know, I wasn't going to tell you this story, but some of you would know about Lei Feng, right? Have you heard of Lei Feng?
有冇人可能有啲人会认识阿雷锋系边个？
I remember one time in China on the train, I was talking with an engineer.
咁我记得有一次咧，我喺中国入边坐呢个火车嘅时候咧，啱啱同一个工程师嚟交谈。
And we were very happily chatting about things.
我当时喺度大家喺度倾偈咧，打下交。
And then I asked him. I said, "This Lei Feng, because there was a special Yundong, you know, a movement about Lei Feng, the wonderful communist model hero we should all follow."
咁当其时咧，牧师找紧呢个机会，佢话你哋好似有呢个嘅共产党有呢个嘅运动啊，呢个雷锋系就系差唔多系偶像嚟噶啦。
And I made fun of Lei Feng. I said, "It's all exaggerated. It's all propaganda, right?"
咁牧师仲喺度取笑咧，佢话呢啲全部都系一啲洗脑式嘅改变咧，你都猛咁讲啊！雷锋嘅点样做一个好嘅榜样咧
？You know, in the Cultural Revolution, there were museums about Lei Feng with his original shoes and his clothes, and how many different museums with his shoes and his clothes? He must have had thousands of clothes and shoes.
咁啊，
it's all 假的 it's propaganda.
即系当其时呢啲嘅咁嘅所谓一啲嘅佢哋嘅共产党嘅一啲嘅宣扬嘅时候咧，甚至乎喺文革嘅时候，有唔知点解有好多间唔同嘅博物馆都有雷锋嘅衫啊鞋，佢嗰阵有成千上万嘅鞋，成千上万嘅衫嘅咧，因为其实全部都系假嘅。
So when I made fun of Lei Feng，
就当牧师嚟到取笑雷锋嘅时候咧
，The engineer said to me，
咁个工程师就同我讲啦，
你不了解中国，
你完全唔识中国啊！
And he didn't want to talk to me anymore.
已经唔想再同牧师讲任何嘅嘢啦。
哎呀 ，I felt so bad.
咁牧师觉得啊，真系好惭愧。
We've been having a great talk.
我仲倾偈倾得好地地嘅。
And then I made fun of Lei Feng.
咁但跟住我就嘲笑呢个雷锋啦。
And then 不理你。
跟住就完全再冇讲嘢啦。
And we're still on the train, you know, for a long time.
咁啊，嗰個火車嗰條旅程好長。
And then I said to him, 先生，我非常的抱歉啊，剛才講的呢，可能我真的不了解中國。你能不能介紹讓我多了解一下？
咁牧師就同呢個人嚟到講，佢話真係唔好意思，可能頭先我真係得罪咗你，可能我真係唔係咁了解中國，你可唔可以介紹下俾我聽，究竟係點樣一回事咧
？He said to me, "The Communist Party needs. It's not. He's made. He's like a model that it's not really necessarily true, but it's a model for education purposes. We use it to educate people. They have to have an ideal to aspire to."
咁佢哋就同牧師分享，佢話雷鋒其實只不過我哋做出嚟一個榜樣，等人哋可以照板煮碗嚟到學我哋共產黨有幾好嘛。
哦，我明白啊，明白。
咁牧師就話明啦。
Well, after that, I had many opportunities to use雷鋒 to share the gospel. Do you know how?
咁就係透過呢個機會之後咧，牧師有好多嘅機會嚟同人就係透過雷鋒呢一個嘅话合字咧，就同人哋都系宣讲呢个福音。
I wouldn't criticize 雷锋，
我再唔会为到。
I wouldn't laugh at 雷锋，
我再唔会批评，甚至会耻笑呢个雷锋嘅人。
But I would say to people, you know 雷锋，
跟住就会话啊，雷锋你识嘅嗬
？Such an amazing person, right？
哇，呢、这个梗系好本事，好巴闭嘅一个人。
As a model for people to follow，
啊，你中国个个都当佢偶像咁，你都系去跟嘅。
Can many people be so good as 雷锋？
系咪即系个个都好似佢咁劲嘅咧
？How many of us can reach that standard？
有几多个可以去到佢咁嘅境界咧
？And people usually say， 不可能，不可能，没有啦。
个个都话冇可能嘅，冇人可以做到佢咁好。
And they say， but you know Jesus？
咁牧师就话：，咁你识耶稣嘛
？He can help us to live a good life， to care for other people。It's only Jesus gives me strength to be like 雷锋。
咁啊啊！咁啊，耶稣你要知道啊，耶稣先至系呢个咧，俾我有呢个精神健康体魄，甚至俾我呢个咁嘅本事，俾我更加像雷锋。
So in a way, it's trying to understand what people are thinking, their culture, and use it for the gospel。
咁即系简单啲嚟讲，就系话捉到你要脱国，你知道佢哋系咩嘢嘅文化、乜嘢嘅背景嘅时候，你就可以乘机嘅嚟到借呢个机会同佢哋传。
So we thought about grasping every opportunity。
咁我哋分享咗就系要把握呢个每一个机会啦。
Being wise in building bridges，
系要有智慧地建立桥梁啦。
And then very briefly, finally, we talk about being brave in sharing, in speaking the truth。
咁而最后一点同大家分享嘅就系话你要系有勇敢有勇气嘅，你同别人分享呢一个嘅真理。
Because we see that Paul was not afraid to speak the truth。
有啲你睇见就系保罗并冇恐惧或者好尴尬嘅同别人去分享呢个真理。
He's saying there, you know, God, he's not like an idol, like silver or stone or wood, or stone, but he's not an image made by human hands。
保罗先同佢哋嚟到分享咧，我哋主耶稣基督呢个神，并唔系金银石做出嚟嘅啲偶像，唔系人雕刻所出嚟嘅一个神。
In the past he overlooked it, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent。
佢就系话，可能系以前人系被蒙昧，系无知嘅，但系而家今日系要有眼睛雪亮睇见。
So we must not be afraid to tell people they need Jesus。
所以我哋并唔需要惧怕，亦唔好恐惧同别人分享主耶稣。
They need to repent。
每一个人需要嚟到去悔改。
They need to turn away from sin。
佢哋需要同罪嚟到去脱离罪。
You know, it's hard for Chinese people, isn't it? Say, I'm a sinner。
对中国人嚟讲，认自己一个罪人真系好难。
我罪人啊！你是罪人啊！
我你系罪人啊！
犯罪啊！
犯罪
哦、it's like it's a criminal.
真的好似刑事咁噶、哦。
But actually, in the Bible, it means that we're all not good enough. We've all fallen short.
但系喺圣经嚟讲，我哋只不过就系我哋每一个都系个罪人，因为我哋系达唔到呢个嘅完全。
And every one of us will one day have to face God.
我哋每一个人终有一日都要嚟去同神嚟交账。
Like Hong Kong people going to live a long life.
我哋好多时都知道香港人好长寿嘅。
But we will all one day die.
但系我哋好肯定嘅就系，终有一日我哋都会去死。
And the Bible tells us very clearly we are destined to die once and then face judgment.
圣经已经讲得好清楚，每人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And whether or not we are welcomed into the kingdom of heaven will depend on our relationship with Jesus Christ.
我哋有冇机会入到呢个天家嘅时候，好在乎我哋同主耶稣基督嘅关系。
So that's why mission is so important.
所以点解作为宣教系有咁紧要嘅一个嘅工程
？We want people to know the Lord Jesus and to have eternal life.
因为我哋希望每一个人都知道主耶稣基督就系赐永生嘅神。
And that's what Paul went on to tell them. He says, because God has set a day when he will judge the world with justice.
咁因为保罗已经同佢哋分享紧，就系有一日神系会有呢个嘅审判。
It's wonderful that God will judge with justice, isn't it? Justice.
就会系按公义嚟到审判人。
None of us can be just, perfectly just.
因为我哋系好肯定，我哋冇一个人系完全嘅，系无所指责，系一个公义嘅人。
But our God is perfectly just.
但我哋嘅神系完全百分百嘅公义。
And he is going to judge the world.
只有神会审判呢个世界。
But the gospel is wonderful, like we learn in John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
但我哋睇呢一个嘅福音，呢个大嘅信息，就好似有福音入边三章十六节，神爱世人一样咁讲。
So whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
就系所有嘅人就系能够得到呢一个嘅。永生不至灭亡。
Now, last week we mentioned that not everybody responds in the same way to the gospel.
上个礼拜同大家分享过，每一个人听闻福音嘅时候，佢哋嘅反应都不一样。
Some people sneered.
有啲人系会嚟即系去嗤笑。
They thought Paul was crazy.
有啲人会觉得保罗系傻嘅。
And other people wanted to know more.
有啲系。好想学得更多，知更多。
And some people, even some quite influential people, believed.
甚至乎有啲系好有极具影响性嘅人都相信。
So, do you remember our three points for today?
所以今日嘅三个点嘅重点系
：The Lord wants us to grasp every opportunity to share the good news.
主系希望我哋把握每一个嘅时机。
But he wants us to do it with wisdom.
但系佢系需要我哋有用聪明智慧嚟到去宣讲呢个福音。
Building bridges to where people are at，
嚟同别人嚟先有呢个建立良好嘅关系，做一个桥梁嚟将呢个福音传俾佢。
And he wants us to be brave in the way we share the truth。
更加系要我哋系要有勇气、有勇敢、不妥协嘅嚟将呢个真理传扬。
I pray that this message today will encourage you。
我盼望亦都期盼今日同大家分享一个信息，能够俾大家有一个益处。
And may the Lord help us to learn from Paul these very valuable lessons。
就系愿主嚟都系去帮助我哋大家嚟都去学呢个咁宝贵嘅功课。
Because there are people like there in Lhasa, Tibet, those Tibetans who need to hear the gospel。
就好似喺西藏呢啲拉萨嘅地方，呢啲嘅人系好渴望有机会。听闻这个福音。
And they're ordinary people in the marketplace, Evermore, Pakuranga, wherever we go, there are people who need the Lord.
甚至乎我们行出去，我们无论在我们的社区 Pakuranga 或者 Harlem Park, 都是当中来接触的人，都是需要听闻这个福音。
And they're the philosophers, the wise, the educated people, they also need the Lord.
甚至乎知识水平很高的一些智者，他同样地都是需要这个信仰。
So may God bless you.
愿神祝大家。
And may God use you to win many others to Jesus Christ.
让神用我们每一个来到是将更加多的灵魂来到得到拯救。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.